Good evening. I call this June 7th, 2022 meeting of the Planning Commission to order. My name is Darrell Bolziger. I am the chairman of the Planning Commission, and it's my pleasure to welcome you here. This is a public meeting, and you are encouraged to be part of the process. Please participate, ask questions, share your thoughts. We have several rules to keep us proceed in an orderly meeting, and I ask that you keep them in mind. Turn off your cell phones. If you need to take a call, please step out of the chamber. When you wish to speak, simply raise your hand. I will recognize you and ask you to come to the podium. Secretary Jones must record who you are, so please state your name, spell your last name, and state your address. Keep your remarks brief, about 3 minutes, so others have an opportunity to speak. However, focus on what you're saying, and I'll try to keep track of your time. This meeting is being conducted in accordance with the Nebraska Open Meetings Law. A copy of the Open Meetings Law is posted at both exits for your reference. I will now call for a roll call of members.
Bolziger?
Here.
Haleska? Neff?
Here.
Kading?
Here.
Hansen? Fox? Schroeder?
Here.
Heinrich?
Here.
Item number three, approval of minutes for the May 3rd, 2022 meeting. Do I have a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Schroeder. Schroeder. Second by Heinrich to approve the minutes. Is there any discussion on that? If not, please push it.
All commission members present voting aye.
Item number four, I will open a public hearing to consider a conditional use permit submitted by Bart Moore, 841 North 24th Avenue, Blair, for Bart Moore Subcontracting to construct the contractor's office on lots 5 through 10, block 52, in an original town site of the city of Blair, Washington County, Nebraska, 1143 Lincoln Street, for 20 years. Jeff.
Well, good evening, commissioners. Welcome to June. We'll get this started here. As I mentioned before, we would have a busy June month, and we do have a busy agenda tonight. So, first, for your consideration tonight, we'll try to make things sure things move along. We do have a conditional use application by Bart Moore. Wants to do a construct a contractor's office on lots 5 through 10, block 52. Of Blair, basically 1143 Lincoln Street for 20 years. That is in this part of town, off south of the main Washington Street. The zoning district is ACH, Agricultural Highway Commercial. A contract construction office, when materials are contained in the walls of the building, is an accepted use and requires a conditional use permit. At this point, the GIS currently indicates the owner is still in Nebraska, Iowa Supply. I think they're in the process of getting that changed over. But the suggestion tonight from staff is that there is a stipulation that the CEP will take effect upon purchase. This is the empty lot. This is Lincoln Street, 1143. Several contractor yards in here right now. There's a conditional use permit for contractor yard right there. Hubers contractor yards there. I believe Mr. Moore has his place here ready. And this is the lot that he wishes to build his next place. This is the zoning overlay, ACH, surrounding him with limited commercial on the lower and then residential high density, a block further south. This is a picture of the lot as it sits now. Basically, it's just an open lot. This is a storage facility behind it. With that, are there any questions for staff?
Would Bart Moore or someone representing him be here to explain what he's doing? State your name, spell last
Bart
name.
Moore, M-O-O-R-E.
Address?
841 North 24th Avenue.
So, how big a building are you going to have there for that 60, type of stuff?
60 foot deep, 80 foot long.
And meets all the setbacks, right?
It will once you see the plans, yes.
Any questions of Mark Moore?
No.
Thank you. Anything from the audience on this subject? If not, I'll close the public hearing and consideration of the Planning Commission.
I move the motion. Second.
Moved by Heinrich, second by Neff to move the, I assume as presented, 20 years. Any other thing from the Planning Commission? If not, please vote.
All commission members present voting aye.
Okay. Item number five, I'll open a public hearing to consider a lot split application submitted by Don Grace, 1231 Pinewood Drive, Blair, Nebraska, for a lot split of tax lot 123, a tract of land located in the southeast quarter of the northeast quarter and the northeast quarter of the southeast quarter of Section 2, Township 18 North, Range 11 East of the 6 p.m. City of Blair, Washington County. Jeff.
For your next consideration is the lot split by Don Grace. This is on the north edge of town, basically on our border, north of Pinewood Estates. Tax lot 123 is adjacent, is on the north edge of Blair, but is adjacent to Pinewood Estates, a subdivision where Mr. Grace lives. The zoning district for this entire area of the two lots is RL. Tax lot 123 is owned by Mark and Chrissy Lippincott, 1925 Soaring Drive, who have agreed to sell a piece of their land titled right now Tract B to Mr. Grace. Tract B will basically be 15,421 square feet, but will only be approximately 65 feet wide by 320 feet deep. This split will result in a landlocked, non-conforming lot based on the width and depth requirements. However, subdivision regulation 705B3 gives the Planning Commission the authority to waive restrictions prohibiting the approval of this tax lot split as long as the new tax lot is appended to a existing tax lot or private lot. Staff recommends that the stipulation that the lot split was only valid upon Mr. Grace executing a contiguous parcel agreement with the city. This is the language right from our subdivision regulation 705 lot split. B says additional requirements and provisions pertaining to tax lot split applications are as follows. We come down to number three, that the City Council, after recommendation of the Planning Commission, may waive any restrictions prohibiting the approval of this tax lot split. Farther down, this tax lot split will be appended to an existing platted lot. Pinewoods Upstate subdivision, where Mr. Grace lives, is a platted lot, but tax lot 123 is not. However, it's attached to either one, either a platted lot or an existing lot. So what this is basically comes down to is the Lippincott's are going to sell Mr. Grace a chunk of land so he can expand his house. And to do that, he has to meet the setbacks. He has to buy a small sliver of property from Lippincott's. Lippincott's have entered into this agreement with them. It's been surveyed, platted, or not platted, surveyed. Right here, shows the Lippincott's property. It's Thorn Drive, it's a driveway here. Right next to it down here is Mr. Grace's. This shows the overlay for the district is both RL. This is a detailed view of Mr. Grace's property and the little area, the approximate area that he wishes to purchase. This is similar to a purchase down here made by another property owner back in 2008, where they bought another little piece here. Because this is non-conforming, it will have to be attached, again, to 1231 Pinecrest Drive. This is a survey showing the property as it is now. Mr. Grace's house is here. This is the area. This is the current Lippincott's. This is a full picture of the plat as surveyed. And here is a note on that plat saying, obviously, that track 2 or track B will have to be appended or attached to Mr. Grace's property for it to become legal. This is because we don't want to have a non-conforming lot sitting out there, especially if it's landlocked. With that, any questions for staff?
No.
Does that lot have a separate number? And then you?
It will be assigned a separate tax lot number by county after everything is recorded and deeds are exchanged. But it will be a separate tax lot. So if at some point Mr. Grace wanted to incorporate his new tax lot into his property, he would have to do a replat of his property to include and accept part of this into the subdivision. That would be a personal choice on his part. There may be some tax ramifications. Again, that's a personal matter between him and the assessor.
So then the expansion of this house would be on two separate lots?
It will, but the contiguous partial agreement obviously eliminates that center setback line. Once this is attached, it can never be unattached, especially once he builds and encroaches upon that imaginary setback, you know, imaginary line that will disappear. So it will be attached forever. Well, I shouldn't say forever, unless something happens and they change it. Never say never.
Yeah. Okay. Are there any questions of Don Grace? Anyone want to ask him any questions about what he's doing? Anything from the audience that would like to speak up on this issue? Hearing none, I'll close the public hearing and leave it to the Planning Commission what they would like to do.
I move we approve it. Oh, as it is presented, you know.
With that purchase agreement.
Yeah, so they can add on to their house.
I second.
Moved by Schroeder, second by Fox to, Kading, excuse me.
That's okay.
I'll get it right, yet. To approve this plat as they put forward, or lot split as they put forward. Is there any other questions from the audience or Planning Commission? Please vote.
All commission members present voting aye.
That has been approved and will go to the city council meeting next Tuesday. Item number 6, I'll open the public hearing to consider a lot split application submitted by Henry Neef, 2510 Hollow Road, Blair, Nebraska, for his lot split tax lot 291, a tract of land located in part of northwest quarter, the southwest quarter of section 14, township 18 north, range 11 east, of the 6 p.m. City of Blair, Washington County, Nebraska. Now, since this is Henry Neef's thing and he has to recuse himself from this, we won't have a quorum. So we would probably table this. We will table this till next meeting. Is there any questions on that? I don't think we need to do a vote on that. I think we just table it.
That's correct. You don't need to vote.
You're going to have to postpone it. You can't vote because you don't have a quorum because Mr. Neef
right.
Right.
So we'll postpone it to no action.
Same thing as tabling.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll go to item number 7.
Wait, go ahead.
I'll open a public hearing to consider a replat application submitted by Angel Scher, 9290 West Dodge Road, Suite 402, Omaha, Nebraska, for lots 80 and 81. A replat of lots 4 and 5, Transformation Hill Edition, a platted and recorded addition to Washington County, Nebraska. Jeff.
Thank you, Commissioners. So our next item for your consideration is a lot split by Transformation Hill by Angel Scher. The old Dana campus, which Angel Scher does have majority of interest in, it was given to them. There are two lots that they are looking to replat. Lots 4 and 5 are in the southwestern part of the Transformation Hill subdivision. Lot 4 contains the two dormitories. I cannot find their names anymore, but Lot 4 does have the dormitories. Lot 5 contains Gardner Hawks Center, Borough Coliseum, the track, and the parking lots. Current zoning district for this area is RM, residential medium density, but there is a planned unit development over this whole property, and I'll show you that in a little bit. The new lots, Lot 80, will basically be 22.59 acres. Lot 81 will be 19.69 acres. So basically what's going to happen is they really want to reconfigure an interior line. And I'll show you in a little bit, but what happens is that Lot 4 is that smaller one, Lot 5 is a much larger one. They're really just changing the different lot sizes. They're not expanding subdivision. They're not expanding any property like that. All building setbacks for the proposed rear lot meet the zoning. This right here is the zoning overlay that shows the RM district. This is the PUD1, plan unit development, that is the overlay for Transformation Hill. This right now shows the current lots. 4 is here, containing the 2 dormitories. All of this encounters 5. This says the city limits down here. This would be the new Transformation Hill subdivision over there. What Angel Share wishes to do is, again, that's just another break out of 5, so it's easier to see. And of course, 4 there. They wish to reconfigure it so that Lot 80, and it becomes Lot 80 because we do a transit. We just continue the lot names as we get rid of 1. So this will be Lot 80, basically half of the property here. This will be Lot 81. Again, 80 is this half, 81 is this half. The dormitory residence right there is not part of this. This is the Olson's plat that they did. This kind of shows the difference in the lines in here. These are all the easements that are existing. And with that, are there any questions for staff on this lot split? I mean, willing to back up. I'm kind of rushing through it. I can really back up if anybody wants any questions.
What's the reasoning for the lot splits?
I believe that they are going to be moving forward with some projects. Actually, there are representatives here who could explain that much better than me.
Okay.
Anything else of Jeff? Any comments from the audience, public?
Good evening, commissioners. My name is James Sommerfeld, S-U-M-M-E-R-F-E-L-T. I'm the president and CEO of Easter Seals Nebraska and the Visiting Nurse Association. And I also have with me colleagues, board member Rich Secor, Carol Patrick, who is our chief philanthropy officer, and Jamie Bedrowski, who is our camp director. Easter Seals, just in case you didn't know, is a national organization founded in 1919, so in excess of a 100-year-old nonprofit organization. Founded really by Edgar Allan, who saw a need for help with children. He had a son who was hit by a trolley car in Ohio, and there weren't any services for him. So he started an organization called the Crippled Children's Society. And in the 1930s, that name was changed to Easter Seals because of a successful fundraising campaign. They used seals on the envelopes that they gave away when you donated money. So, short history there, but today it's the largest nonprofit healthcare organization in the country. They have affiliates in all the states, and Easter Seals Nebraska has a history of running a camp, a respite camp for people with disabilities. Originally, it was in Milford, Nebraska. There was a train derailment in about 20 some years ago, 1999, I believe it was. And there was a settlement from that where they then vacated the property there and invested that money from the settlement so they could continue to run the camp operations and the rest of the operations for the organization in Nebraska. And since that time have been kind of a nomad, a camp without a home, renting at one time from the Girl Scouts and most recently from the Boy Scouts outside of Fremont. The facilities there were decaying, were never built for people with disabilities, weren't accessible for people that needed total accessibility, and we began looking for another location. Talked with Angel Shares, and they had us come up here and look at some of the properties, some of the buildings, possibly repurposing them, but determined that the undeveloped property there really suited our needs much more, that we could then develop and build buildings to meet our needs. I think I've covered everything on that slide. So where you saw the replatting and then lower to the, I get my directions mixed up, but I believe it's to the south of that, there's additional property that we're purchasing from HO Share 2 to a total 74.5 acres that will, I'll show you a diagram of what we plan on building on that site. But most importantly, the camp serves all people of all ages and all abilities or disabilities, if you will, physical and non-physical disabilities as well. But Jamie has done a fantastic job as director of that. When we were renting the camp in Fremont over the course of 6 to 7 weeks, we're serving over 200 campers plus having a waiting list. So I think that's why we really visioned large and grand as far as being able to put what you'll see here in a minute. But a couple of pictures of some of the campers, all ages. We've got one camper that has been in attendance for 50 years, almost the whole course of the camp. But seniors as well as youngsters, I think the youngest that camper that we had was 6 years old. She's trained me well. So here's one of the things that attracted us to this location was the city of Blair. Close proximity to the hospital, close proximity to major thoroughfares, as well as the city park. And as you can see, the Dana College campus that's been dormant for like 10 years or so. So let me turn you around here a little bit. That's why I get confused with directions. But so this is the total 64.5 acres that we intend to develop. And you've seen that slide already. A little bit of an eye chart, but I can kind of just share with you what we plan on putting there. Jamie, the camp in Fremont has had 5 cabins, again, that weren't ever created for people in wheelchairs or people that needed extra space. There weren't paths for the wheelchairs to be mobile on. There was rocks and mud, and so it was not a good location for us. And so our dream really is to come in off of Highway 91 down at the bottom there and enter the camp, so when you're coming in you won't see the campus and you really get the feel that you're out in the middle of nowhere, which is the camp experience. And the people that attend the camp, believe me, do not get this opportunity usually in their normal daily lives. Most of them are being cared for by family, other caregivers, and a lot being taken care of. And so this is their chance really to get away and to experience independence and be with other people that have similar disabilities, maybe different disabilities, but really to be all inclusive and help them experience something that they haven't experienced before. As well as the caregivers get a respite, and I think that's why we have termed the camp a respite camp. So they get a week off. For the most part, what we intend to do is have overnight camps there Monday through Friday and weekends. And the campus will have archery as you come in to the left down there at the entrance, horse stables for equine therapy, a welcome lodge and up towards the, as you keep moving to the top of this, you'll see a lake there that we envision, because there's a sloping terrain there, that would be a great opportunity to catch water off that hill, plus we could have boating and fishing activities for the attendees. To the left of that road, we envision building 20 cabins, five in each row there, totaling 20. The lodge, a splash pad, an aquatic center, a ropes course, and again, paths that just go through the whole facility that you could have two wheelchairs go side by side. So as we walk, and we don't need wheelchairs, we walk next to each other and have a conversation. Most sidewalks don't have that dimension that you could do that. So the paths will be accessible for that kind of activity. And then further to the top of this diagram, we also envision, because some of our attendees don't have the ability to pay for the expense of the camp, we see a need to be able to offset some of that with possibly having a corporate retreat up at the top up there that then would drive income for us so that we would offset some of the people, scholarships, things like that for people that can't afford. But good use of the property. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful, if you haven't ever walked that property, it's just gorgeous vistas. And as I said, when we got away from the campus and saw that, that's where, as I said, the dream started popping. And Jamie's expertise with running a camp, there's probably a lot more detail there as far as activities, but it'd be a wonderful opportunity to be able to build there. These are some renderings that we have of with the cabins, the boathouse on the lake, recreational center, the welcome center as you first come in, and a dining hall. All barrier free, totally accessible. Job opportunities, as you see there, obviously construction and development, camp counselors, food service, groundkeepers, janitorial. So this would be positions that we would be creating. Right now, as I said, we've been running the camp for about 200 people during the summer, six to 7 weeks a year. We envision this being year round, so summer and winter, and it won't be laying dormant whatsoever. Pictures of some of our campers and the activities that we've been running. And I'd like to show you a short video too that, as they say, a picture says a thousand words. So Aaron could run the video.
Is unique because we are the only camp in the state who will accept campers of any age and any ability for overnight programs.
Every child should have the right to enjoy camp.
Camp is important to me because I get to make a lot of new friends.
We are really glad that she has this opportunity, and we'd love to see her take advantage of that.
To be honest, this is the only option we have for an overnight camp. And from the moment that we have known about Victor Seals camp and we were ready to send him away from home, it's just been a blessing for my family.
It's just amazing to see how someone so shy can go, someone so powerful and voiced and confident within just a short amount of time. Just knowing that you can make that impact is really special.
Some of the skills that Amber learned from camp, it gave her confidence. It gave her confidence to be away from home, gave me confidence in that knowing that she was well cared for with the excellent counselors that she had.
The counselors are just so excited and positive and confident that it's like, nope, see you later, Ashlyn, have fun. And she's I know she gets spoiled all week long by having somebody around to talk to all the time.
I think you know you make a difference when you like see a camper that is maybe frustrated or like comes in kind of tired, and then you turn it around and they have a huge smile on their face and they're having a lot of fun.
We have typical camp activities that you can think of, like ropes courses, campfires, canoeing. But then we also have the true magic of camp, which are the relationships the campers make with the other campers and with their camp counselors. That's when you really see the impact that camp makes, when they're cheering each other on or when they are helping each other.
Gives her the opportunity to have that fun summer experience of going to camp like so many others of her peers do in an environment that's safe and supportive, where she's loved and feels empowered.
He comes back more independent and wanting to do things on his own, like he wants to fix his own lunch, he wants to have things to have on time, he wants to hang out with his friends.
Yes, I mean, that's the first I can.
I just love the camp in general. And I love meeting people like Jamie, Sam, all the time.
I'm happy that I'm able to do this. I'm able to come to camp with you too.
We cater to the campers, and I would say that's probably the most proud thing of camp is we don't ask our campers to fit a ratio. We don't ask them if they have to do a certain activity or that they have to do it this way. We adapt everything we can to fit them and their needs to make them have a good experience.
Thank you. I think I've taken enough time. Do you have any questions of me or any of my colleagues? We'd be happy to take questions now.
I just had one question, and you're entering from 91. I see the road go all the way up. Is there any entrance on the top of your thing there, or won't be?
The answer is yes. There's actually, there'll be emergency. Wish I could. Okay, so this, if I recall, this will be a gated entrance here that will have access, if I'm at the right road there.
Yes. I can help with that if you want to.
Yeah, I'm map challenged here.
It's okay.
And then up here, there's also access into the existing road up there. Yeah. Too.
This is Hauling Hall, the current Hauling Hall right here.
Right.
I think the plan is to demo this dorm right here, and that would give us enough space and right of way to put in a road right here off of Angel Share Drive into the northern part of the campus. So they'd have access from both sides.
Okay. Thanks. Any other questions? Anyone else like to speak to this project? If not, I'll close the public hearing and leave it up to the commission.
Make a motion to approve.
Yeah, approve. I second.
Motion by Kading, second by Schroeder to approve the replat application submitted by Angel Share. Any more, anything other discussion? Please vote.
All commission members present voting aye.
So that is considered passed, and it will go to the city council next Tuesday. Thank you. I will open a public hearing to consider a final plat application submitted by Yampa Valley Properties, LLC, 1444 North Nye Avenue, Fremont, Nebraska, for the Tilson's Trail Subdivision, Lots 1 and 2, being a platting of Tax Lot 206, lying on the southwest one quarter of the northwest one quarter of Section 10, Township 18 North, Range 11 East of the 6th PM, Washington County, Nebraska, 11654 Olive Branch Lane. Jeff.
Thank you. So for next consideration is the final plat. The preliminary plat was okayed by council and by on the recommendation from Planning Commission at our previous meeting. We'll pull this up here in a little bit. Nothing has changed. Everything went through. There were no changes during the final or during the city council. There were no changes since then. So basically what you have here is the same preliminary plat, no changes that we had earlier. Again, just remember it's on Highway 91 west of Blair. Current zoning is ag, and the subdivision will need to be rezoned if the final plat is approved. Lot 1 will be 3.34 acres, lot 2, 6.67 acres. None of that has changed. Excuse me. Setbacks are still current. Again, no buildings on lot 2 at this time. Both lots meet the current subdivision requirements. And again, no changes from the preliminary plat. This again shows the property right here in the zoning overlay. This is the edge of Blair right here. City limits. This shows the property being subdivided into, platted into two lots. Again, this existing lot down there is not part of this. This shows the easements. None of the easements have changed since our last presentation. This shows the two lots, lot one, lot two. This has the current house on it. This shows all the setbacks. Again, these are existing easements for getting property to the other Yampa Valley properties off to the east. And there will be easements to get to this property on the west. Lot two. And with that, any questions for staff on this final plat?
Thank you, Jeff. Have any questions of the applicant or for this Yampa Valley properties? Is there any thing from the audience that would like to speak on this issue? Hearing none, I'll close the public hearing and consider what the commission would like to do.
I move that we accept the final plat.
Second.
Move by Heinrich, second by Kading to approve the final plat. Any further discussion? If not, please vote.
I apologize. I don't know what's going on. Yeah, I know.
We show all yays. You're not getting it? I was. Oh, there we go. Oh.
All commission members present voting aye.
I do not.
So the final plat application has been approved. It'll go to the city council next Tuesday. Item number 9, I will open a public hearing to consider rezone application submitted by Yampa Valley Properties LLC, 1444 North Nye Avenue, Fremont, Nebraska, for the Tilson's Trail subdivision lots 1 and 2 being a platting of tax lot 206, lying in the southwest one quarter, the northwest one quarter of section 10, township 18 north, range 11 east of the 6 p.m. Washington County, Nebraska, 11654 Olive Branch Lane. Jeff.
Thank you, Chairman. On the heels of the last vote, since it has been voted or the approval has been given to take it to City Council, we do have to now enter a rezone application for that property. Because the property is ag at this point, the minimum ag lot is 10 acres. Anything less than that has to be rezoned. So the proposed zoning district is RRE, which is Rural Residential Estates. Regulations require that new lots in the subdivision, they are under the, again, under the 10 acres minimum, but they are above the 7 3/8 acres minimum size for RRE. Because there's no private water or sewer in this area, they can be minimum 3 or bigger. This shows again the two areas right there. Again, we're back into the preliminary plats, show the properties, and I'm missing a slide. Anyway, interesting. Anyway, this right here, both lots will be zoned RRE upon your recommendation because they do fit, obviously, the requirement for having to be rezoned because it can no longer be ag. We have RRE down here, again, residential low density over there. This is not considered spot zoning because it cannot can no longer stay in the ag. Plus, we've got RRE down this way. That's a question I've gotten before, and our requirements for subdivision rules just simply state nothing under 10 acres can remain ag. So the next spot down is RRE. Any questions for staff?
Thanks, Jeff. Is there anyone to speak to this issue from the public? Seeing none, I'll close the public hearing and consider a rezone application by the commission.
I move we approve the rezone to rural residential in the states. Is that what it's called?
Okay.
Second.
Moved by Schroeder, second by Heinrich to approve the rezone application. Any further questions? Please vote.
All commission members present voting aye.
Again, that's approved and we'll go to City Council next Tuesday. I will open a public hearing to consider an ordinance for annexing and extending the corporate limits of the city of Blair to include the real estate generally described as a parcel of land known as Lot 8 of the South 10th Street subdivision and Tract A dedicated 10th Street right-of-way located in the northwest quarter of the southeast quarter of Section 13, Township 18 North, Range 11 East of the 6 p.m., Washington County, Nebraska. Jeff.
Thank you. And commissioners, what we have here is a little housekeeping from a previous subdivision approval. The area to be annexed is right on off of Highway 75, the South 10th Street subdivision. It's Lot 8, basically, in the right-of-way for a portion of South 10th Street. I say housekeeping because when this subdivision and the road came through, there were small portions that were out in the county. They were never annexed. Even though the subdivision went through, which is fine, can do that, there's still a little portion of that subdivision, specifically Lot 8 and some right-of-way, that are not within the city. At this time, we'd like to make a suggestion, or hopefully you'll move this forward, that we do annex that so we have the whole entire subdivision within our city limits. The amount of land to be annexed is approximately 1.33 acres. Again, this would bring all of the 10th Street subdivision into the city of Blair. Here's the area we're talking about. This is the South 10th Street subdivision here. You can see where 10th Street continues here. This is the corporate city limits. Lot 8 is here. There's a little bit of a road here, and there is a right-of-way, very skinny part right there. It's all part of this. Again, Lot 8, sliver here, and this little right-of-way there. This will make things much more easier on addressing, on controlling what we're doing, because it will be within city limits. Nothing's going to change on zoning. Everything is still light manufacturing over here. This is still ACH. Nothing else is being affected, no other properties, no other zoning. This again shows us South 10th Street, and this was the part that was left out. And again, just a little tiny version of Lot 8, and this part of South 10th Street. With that, any questions?
Can you go back to the thing where it shows city limits? Yeah, there. Okay, so the houses and stuff to the left on this map are already in the city?
Yes.
Okay.
Here are city limits.
Okay.
Right there. Basically, what's going to happen is the city limit or the
we'll
city
move gate to there.
Here, down to there, and of course, that little portion right there. Okay.
Thank you. Thanks, Jeff. Is there anything from the audience who'd like to speak on this issue? Seeing none, I will close the public hearing and leave it up to the commission what to do.
Make a motion to pass. Because
motion by Keating.
I'll second it.
Second by Neff to approve the ordinance for annexing and extending the corporate limits of the city. Any more questions? Please vote.
All commission members present voting aye.
That'll go to the city council. Next, Susan. Report by staff.
At this time, we will have, should have a meeting next month. There are a couple items. I will see Mr. Noosa and another replat up in Deerfield. There may be a few other items that come in. We have got some stuff on the works on the boards. We have nothing confirmed yet. That'll probably happen within the next couple of weeks. And other than that, it's a busy summer again, which is good.
Okay. You want to make a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Yeah, let's do that.
So moved.
Moved by Keating.
Second.
Schroeder seconded. Please vote.
All commission members present voting aye.
Okay. Thank you.